July 4th.
Happy 4th of July. All of our American listeners out there. I'm sure you guys are having a go right about now.
A little barbecue.
Yep.
Doing something
crazy. Have you seen all the memes where, like, it was like doctors on July 5th and they're like doing surgery on people with like no hands because they blew them up because of the fireworks?
Shit. Yeah, probably going to happen.
It's pretty jokes.
July 1st passed, Canada Day, and now we're chilling. Early July, man. 30 degrees outside.
Dude, it's fucking hot, bro.
It's hot.
But it's nice, though.
I'm trying not to complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
Nah, because we only got another couple months.
We only have 2 months of, like, decent weather, and then the rest is going to get shitty. Although, I will say our summer's been kind of dampened by all this smoke. I don't know if you've, like...
Oh, last week was bad.
Yeah, last week was intense.
Last week I could actually notice it. Because I remember I came on the pod and I said, I don't really notice it.
Yeah.
Last week I was like, I feel something.
Yeah, you feel it for sure.
Now, I don't know. I haven't really looked at an update on all of that, but I think it's getting better.
I mean, it looks better.
You
think? But it's weird because I thought it was going to go away.
Yeah.
Because like it started kind of the beginning of the month. Didn't hear about it or didn't really feel it, see it.
Yeah.
Until like last week again, I was like, damn, this shit's fucking still
it's
going
back.
On. Yeah. It's outside. Like, it's coming at like, we back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We still outside though.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up.
How is the, okay, it's been 2 weeks. So before we get into like the topics, what have you been doing these last couple of weeks?
Listen to Lil Uzi. That's there for sure.
Go. Jeez. We'll get into that.
Yeah. Honestly, man, like not much. Yeah. Celebrated my best friend's wedding a couple weeks ago, which is an awesome time. It's a different perspective when you see like your friends getting up there and getting married, and we're getting to that age. So like, you know what I mean? It's going to be you and your friends pretty soon.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird. Like weddings like aren't super to me. I never thought as like being really emotional, and I never really got why people like cried and stuff at weddings. Like, for parents, sure. But, it was crazy. Like seeing my best friend and his now wife, standing up there, walking, like, I was the best man, so, like, I walked first. I saw him walk by.
Nice.
Standing up there, him and his wife, she looked amazing.
You dropped a tear.
He looked great. And I was like, damn, like, I feel, like, emotional right now. It's, like, so nice to see.
Yeah.
It was a really great moment. It ended up being, like, a super sunny day, beautiful day. Got to celebrate with everybody and, like, everyone from, like, his side of the family, as much as they came out, her side of the family, like his friends, like my brother was even there because like him and him were like pretty close friends. So it was just a good time.
You give a speech.
Of course I did.
Mix in the speech.
Of course I did. Yeah, I said we back. Yeah. You know, but it was great, man. A lot of weddings.
Yeah,
got another one a couple weeks. I got my big Euro trip coming up in about 2.5 weeks now.
Damn. Okay.
So everything's booked. Everything's locked in. So. Your boy's going international.
There you go, man. That is lit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this past couple of weeks been celebrations, man. Like Marlon and Odie, shout out to their birthdays. Same weekend.
Yeah, shout out to those guys, man. Odie, I wish I could have made your birthday, bro.
Next time.
I was at the wedding that I just talked about. So
there you go. Good excuse. All white party. That was a vibe, man. That was just good ass time.
What do you mean by that?
Number of people asked that. They're like, what do you mean by that? Yeah, all white clothing party. But I mean, in this past weekend, just kind of outside, man, like the day parties, after parties, all that stuff.
This guy's good. It's the summer of Dak right now, bro.
Summer of Dak. July is going to be up. This month is going to be crazy. We're ending the month with 50 Cent concert.
Oh, damn. You're July not going 31st? To the one in September?
I'm going to July 31st,
oh,
bro.
Man.
You're going to September?
I'm going to the September one.
Only switch it, man.
Well, I'm away, bro. That's why I had to book it that.
Nah. I might go again.
Bro, come. Honestly, if it's sick, pull up.
He's one of my top three favorite rappers.
Yeah, pull up,
like,
man.
Yo, I'm there.
I'm really excited for it. Like, I got tickets for me and Jill. And, it's going to – we're going to rage. Like,
okay,
it's
going to
be so much fun. She's a big fan.
Yeah.
We're going to try and maybe get her brother out, a couple friends out.
I feel like that crowd is going to be the most eclectic crowd of all
time.
Yeah,
bro.
Like,
it's
50
like,
Cent brings old people to, like, young people to everything in between.
Still incredibly relevant, too.
Yeah.
Which I'm impressed with. I actually fuck with 50 Cent a lot.
Heavy. But yeah, okay, we took a week off. There's been a lot that we want to talk about, even on the last pod. We got to do a little bit of a, I won't call it a week recap, a 2 week recap.
Yeah, so let's start with the music stuff. Cause, yeah, sure. My favorite artist came out with an album.
Lil Uzi, favorite artist.
I'd say Lil Uzi is like in my like top five favorite artists all time.
Got you.
I
need your thoughts first. Okay, he dropped his new album.
Pink Tape, right?
Pink Tape.
It's a great album. I really enjoy it. A little long for sure. Like 26 songs. I think most artists of his like caliber, I would say, are releasing songs around that length, which I feel like is a lot, to be honest. But
I think it's for streaming.
It definitely is. I will say I liked it. There were some songs that I really fucked with. There were some songs that I didn't. But I like that he pushed himself in a different direction. Definitely came out with a creative, more of like a kind of like a rock or a metal type of hip hop, which like I really appreciate because there's not a lot of artists that can do it like that. He's really leaned into his own style of like, you know, punk rock, you know, being a badass kind of guy. Fuck with it.
Yeah. His I love the like anime, metal, and a rap blend found.
Oh yeah.
And on one song he blends the three and it's like, personally, I'm not gonna listen to it again, but I appreciated I appreciated the attempt. And I know there are a lot of fans that fuck with it. You know? I like his whole, like, he knows his branding, he knows his package, he knows, you know, like the trailer he released, the anime trailer.
Oh yeah, that was so cool.
Videos are gonna be crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
His hairstyle and like the pointing.
The Liberty spikes and all
he
that.
He gets it.
Yeah,
he
man. I really like it because it pushes the boundaries of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For so long it was very consistent, same kind of style, but kind of like the I'd say like mid 2010s is when you started to get guys like Lil Uzi coming out, Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan at the time, Travis Scott, Future, like all these like new age superstars.
Non-gangster rappers.
Yeah, non-gangster rappers coming out. And I will say it's probably all because of Lil Wayne, man. I will say that he influenced an entire entire generation of new age hip hop. But yeah. I really liked it, and I love when artists push the boundaries a little bit more.
100%. So the topic on this right now that people are trying to wonder is, will Uzi have the first number one hip hop album of the year? Billboard released an article where they're basically saying, at the midpoint of this year, this is the first time there hasn't been a number one hip-hop album or hip-hop song that has charted in decades.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
Hip-hop is still the most popular genre, but there are no number one placements, which is like, does that signify like a drop in hip-hop that we're going to see over time? Is it just a fluke? I don't know. What are your thoughts, man? And the thing is, I don't think Uzi's going to get number one because Morgan Wallen is like kicking ass.
Yeah. Shout out to Morgan Wallen too. That's probably one of my favorite albums of the year, there I will admit.
Right.
We diversify our music here at the Mad Mix, you know.
We got everything.
But you know what? I don't think it's a matter of like what's happening and more so like, you know, I think it's good for other genres to have the spotlight. Like, for example, I'm assuming Morgan Wallen is number one.
Yeah.
And like, that's awesome because he's like a country artist, right? Or like a pop country, like hip hop, country, pop kind of like mix blend between those ones. It shows that other genres are also getting popular. And there's a lot of like pulls of hip hop within his album too. So you know, you can hear it in some of his songs.
Do we need to break free from these genres, man? Like, I don't know. They're so limiting. You know what I mean?
We'll expand on that.
A hip hop artist could release like a pop album and they're still considered hip hop because that is their like origin.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like an artist could release like a reggae artist could release a hip hop album, but because they're from Jamaica, they
still
take a reggae
album.
You know what I mean? And I don't know, because like, there is a lot more genre bending. Like even this Lil Uzi, like there's metal, there's like hard rock,
there's hip hop,
there's hip hop,
there's like drill beats, but like trap beats.
But then you just label it as like hip hop rap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I don't know. I mean, should they? It might confuse things.
It crosses the it blends the world that we know into, you know, which I really like because there's there's genres that are borrowing from other genres, and yeah, it's like it's creating a new market, and it's creating like new fandom. If you're asking me today, mm-hmm. that, and looking back a few years ago, if I would be as big of a Morgan Wallen fan as I am right now,
yeah.
I would say like, who the fuck is that? Yeah, and like, no, you're crazy. I would never like listen to a country album that much.
Yeah.
But I fuck with it, man. Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
Good music is good music.
Good music is good music, man. Yeah. And like, you know, don't, I think like the labels can be stripped out to your point.
100%. I guess I wonder, yeah, because I mean, Drake was the closest, I think, this year, because he dropped Search and Rescue earlier in the year. It hit number 2. What they were comparing last year was there were just bigger artists that dropped, like Future, Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake, all dropped albums last year, right? Or projects.
The Weeknd too, I think.
The Weeknd. Yeah. So we don't really have that this year. There's no like big heavy hitters. So maybe that's the reason, but it would be crazy if we go through the whole year without a number one.
I thought the Gunna album would definitely be there. Yeah, Morgan Wallen's got a stranglehold literally on the game right now. But yeah, the Gunna album was pretty fire. I'd say that's probably my favorite hip hop album of the year so far.
Yeah, you know, we gotta do, and towards the end of the year, we gotta do our like a roundup, our top five.
Yeah,
not even hip hop. We'll just do across the board.
Yeah,
all of that.
Absolutely.
But we got a couple other things, big news that happened. We have to talk about this whole Titan submersible thing.
Oh my god, yeah.
We gotta throw that in because it covered news for like a full week a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
So it was an expedition trip to the Titanic, which is 14,000 meters below
sea level.
Below sea level. And six people, I believe it was six people, you know, RIP to them. They basically died during this expedition because their submersible imploded.
Yeah.
So they died within like 0.8 milliseconds.
Yeah.
You know,
like they wouldn't even know.
They wouldn't even know. It takes you 10 milliseconds to recognize pain. So they were way under that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially kind of blast.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just like, hey, this could happen at any moment. So like, might as well just chill.
But I don't even really want to talk too much about the submersible, right? Because like, we're not experts in that space at all. But
speak for yourself.
I mean, fuck. You should have helped them out, man. God damn.
See, what I would have done personally is
not use an Xbox controller. Yeah. let me chill. But yeah, like
they use a Guitar Hero controller to fucking drive this thing.
Guitar Hero controller. The news coverage, man, it was all over the place. And what I found very interesting was like at the end of the whole situation, it came out that they already knew that these people basically died within the first hour of the day.
Yeah.
But the news was like stretching it, having like a countdown of the oxygen levels, like 40 hours left, and people creating websites to count down the oxygen. Yeah, and all these articles. Hours. I'm like, yo, what the hell is happening? These are like actual people that are, you know, that have families. And sure, it was a dumb decision to go into this tight, you know, submersible, but why are we making this seem like this is like a movie? Like this is.
Well, the question that I have, and like I saw this kind of floating around. It's like, and this is some conspiracy level shit. So like, bear with me here. But it's like, what are they distracting us from? You know what I'm saying?
Talk about this for 5 days?
Yeah, bro. This came out of nowhere and was just like, boom, shoved in my face. I'm like, okay, like, holy shit, like.
Yeah.
And listen, I'll start by saying, like, rest in peace to the people who died. No one deserves to be made a meme of if they pass away. You know what I mean? Like, it's an unfortunate death. And, like, my condolences go out to their respective families and friends who have to, like, deal with the loss of someone that they cared about. So I'll start by saying that.
Right.
But secondly, like, this kind of shit happens, not this type of stuff, but, like, and I'm not to boil it down to this, but people die all the time from like shit that is like a cause of like government and, you know, oppression. And, you know, like this type of shit happens all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like motivated.
In way larger numbers.
Purposeful killing happens. And we don't really speak on it as much. Like, I know that there's this. The war that's happening in Ukraine between Ukraine and Russia right now is causing a whole global situation. But like, there's been countless other times in the last 4 or 5 years, you know, George Floyd being another like kind of like massive example of what that represents and like police brutality. That shit happens all the time on purpose.
Yeah.
This was just a fucking accident. You know what I mean?
Like, not this even was the last 4 years. Think of the last 3 weeks, how many people, how many, you know, how many situations.
Exactly. Happened, right? So it's like there's obviously like I think people gravitate towards stories like this because it's like a true crime podcast. You know what I mean? It's like I'm building the suspense. They're creating a narrative. They're creating a storyline that like keeps you hooked onto it.
Yeah.
But like for what? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like damn, like fucking. And I will reinstate that
it's no disrespect to
no disrespect of, anybody at all. But it's like man, like why do I give a shit about more billionaires? Why do I care about rich people dying?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about rich people dying. I care about like people dying for like wrong causes. You know what I mean? These people voluntarily put themselves in this situation, and a very unfortunate accident happened. And again, it's terrible, but like, you know, there's purposeful killings that happen all the time for reasons bigger than volunteering. And I'm not sure why that gets so much coverage.
Yeah. And especially, yeah, I mean, we don't need to spend too much time on it, but the idea that most people close to the source knew that these people were already dead, but like how they stretch a story is absolutely insane.
It begs so many questions as to why.
How they stretch a story for a week is next level.
I don't know how that. Yeah.
The countdown stuff, man, when I saw that, when they're like 48 hours left and people are making graphics and posting them on their news page on Instagram, I'm like, we've gone too far.
Yeah.
We're counting down oxygen levels. Like,
yeah, like this, like, what are we, like, let's take like 7 steps back.
Like, tell the designer, chill. You don't need a graphic for that. Like, yeah,
you're good to go. Hey, like you can pack it up early today.
Yeah. I just had,
I'm surprised there weren't fucking any like dumbass fucking advertising agencies making like stupid fucking
wonder what time they could do. To
yeah. That. They're like, how do we attach our brand at this moment? Oh. You know what I mean? That's the angle. They're like, yeah, fucking, yeah, like slap on a, what is it? How did it, I guess it imploded or whatever, right? It
imploded, yeah.
You know, like put like flex tape or whatever it is around it. Like,
yo, there was actually an example. Louis Vuitton released this new, oh, there's 2 examples. So Louis Vuitton released this new like yacht collection type of thing. And sure, they probably already had the timing for that set, but like it happened right in the middle of this whole situation. And people were like, you couldn't pull that back. Netflix just announced Titanic is back on. To be fair, again, they had that like programmed for months that it was going to be released on a certain date.
Yeah, but nobody was like, yo, like, check the schedule to see if anything's fucked.
Let's pull this for a week. You know what I mean?
Oh my God,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's just.
It's kind of, it's brutal for sure. But brutal, hey, man. Again, rest in peace to the people who passed away.
Straight up.
And their families. But like, let's pay attention to more important shit in life. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. We don't need that. That doesn't, yeah, let's move on here.
Let's do it.
Last thing for the 2-week recap. NBA free agency, man. It's pretty insane. Fred VanVleet, Toronto legend. Gone. Absolute Toronto GOAT.
Paid.
Gets the bag. He officially secures the bag. He's going to Houston.
Right.
Don't hate the situation of him leaving, but it's too bad
you
that we couldn't.
Or you don't like.
No, I don't hate it. Like, hate it's it, like, right? I don't think we should have paid him that much.
Yeah.
But again, like, you know, it is what it is. The Raptors are in a bit of a retooling, so. It's going to take a couple of years to get back in there, and that's okay. Let's be patient and enjoy the ride. That's the fun of being a fan, right? You can't always be super successful.
Yeah.
It's part of the highs and lows, right?
Hey, man, we got Grady Dick now.
So I love Grady.
Energy is crazy.
Dude, his energy is insane,
Jersey's
bro.
About to go triple platinum,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, jersey's about to go fucking on 100%.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the memes, like, let's just get the jokes out of the way. Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to get any less funny to fucking say, but it's like, you know, I was in a meeting the other week and someone was like, oh, like talking to our front office. And someone was like, oh, yeah, I love the dick pic. And I'm like, oh, man, that was a totally serious statement. And I don't know if you meant for it to come out that way, but that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But there's so many, like, that guy's endorsement deals are going to fucking blow up, bro.
It's the branding, man.
Yeah,
I
love it,
into
man.
It. He loves
it. Yeah, bro,
it, you know
I love
mean?
It, man. It adds a bit of swagger to the team, adds a bit of character. I love it. Yeah. I'm all for players showing their personality. And you know what? The boy can hoop, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, you know, I respect that. Grady, welcome to T.O., baby.
Man, they were showing his, like, TikToks. It's very similar to, like, Scotty.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like them two are just going to.
Oh, it's going to be. This is the new Splash Bros.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it. New age of the Raptors. Bring it on.
100%.
This is another crazy one. This is another Houston story. But Dylan Brooks, the meme of, you know.
The villain.
The villain from a couple months ago, a.k.a. the guy who was destined for the Guangdong Tigers.
Shanghai Sharks.
Shanghai Sharks. That plan gets intercepted. He cashes out in Houston. Crazy contract. I don't know the – I can't remember the deal, but
I didn't see how much
something insane.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
He's laughing at everyone now.
He's laughing. But, you know what? I like Dylan Brooks, and, like, you know, he brings a lot to a team. And, like, for a team that doesn't really have an identity,
yeah,
they can lean into that. They're kind of like the bad boys now. They got some swagger. They got a little chip on their
shoulder.
So
wherever he goes becomes the bad boys, I guess.
Sure, kinda, but it's like, you know? Fred VanVleet's kind of got, like, a chip on his shoulder. Dylan Brooks got a chip on his shoulder and brings a lot of attitude.
Yeah,
Jalen Green, some of the younger guys, like, have got some swag. So that's a cool young squad, man. I like Houston. Definitely paid a lot for them, but anyways, yeah, we don't need to spend too much on this one. But it's crazy to me. I was thinking about how a player agent can negotiate a contract like that.
Right.
Insane, right?
Getting paid more than you think.
Getting paid way more than what they think that they're worth. But hey, shout outs to the two guys. They got their bags, and, you know, hopefully Houston does well, just not against the Raptors.
Man, yeah, true. Man, last thing on that, Rose got traded to the Grizzlies. I don't know if you saw that.
I know, I saw that.
Like, the article was like a picture of what's his name? Oh, Ja Morant and Derrick Rose together. And
oh, yeah,
like
Guns and Roses.
Guns
and Roses.
I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Give them a raise for that headline. Like, this is from official sports accounts. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, man.
I thought it was going to be from Ballsack Sports or something.
Yeah.
No, it was like actually ESPN.
Yo, it's legit. Man, Grizzlies look nice next year. They picked on Marcus Smart, bro. That's like a better Dylan Brooks.
That'd be a good pick.
Grizzlies could look nice.
We'll see. All right. We got a lot to cover in our main topic.
Let's jump into it.
So we got to give our little Twitter update. I'm a Twitter obsessor. I'm always on the app. But the recent thing that Elon Musk has done is he imposed a limit on how many tweets you can view if you're not paying to use Twitter. So I think it's about 400 or maybe 500 tweets a day, and then it locks you out and you can't see any tweets.
Oh my god.
Before we get to the rest, just that's so absurd. Like,
bro,
let me just get us off real quick. So the idea is, let's make more money off of ads on Twitter, but, like, now you can't use Twitter anymore after you hit a certain threshold of tweets. Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, put two and two together. Like,
what
that
kinda,
is
what kind of advertiser is going to be like, "Yeah, let me go on the platform where there's a limit to the viewing."
Yeah,
like,
where there's a paywall there.
Jesus, I don't know, man.
I think that that's pretty insane. If anything, they should just do, like, pay us and we won't show you ads.
I don't know why they haven't done that.
You know what I mean? Like, that to me is that's the Spotify
social
model.
Media model.
Yeah.
Pay
me and you won't see any ads. Okay, yeah. Great. I don't know why this is a thing.
I don't know.
You're
why
preventing either, people from accessing content.
Yeah.
I don't believe that there are that many Twitter users out there that are like, I'm going to consume more than 500 tweets a day.
Yeah.
And those people probably are the ones with the blue checks. Those are the people who are, like, reporting on shit because it's, like, live news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, it is pretty easy to scroll through 500.
Yeah, totally.
Like, most people are on these social media app for hours.
For a couple hours a day.
And on one screen, you can see, like, 10 tweets. Like, that's not that many scrolls.
Straight up.
I don't know, man. So here's the big thing where there's, like, Twitter alternatives that are starting to come through. Like, there's one called Spill, SPILL, and it went number one on the App Store for social media apps right after this Twitter thing. So there's, like, this mass exodus of people leaving Twitter to now jump on this new app that's been marketed as a Twitter alternative from ex-Twitter employees. So you got that in the mix. And then you got Meta that's also launching an app called Threads, which is another Twitter alternative they're branding it as. It's dropping on Thursday. And it connects with your Instagram data.
Bro.
So there's, like, these two micro blogging kind of platforms that are bubbling up. For me, man, I want to know how you feel about this, but I have, like, app fatigue. Like, there are only a certain amount of apps that I can, like, download and, like, subscribe to.
And pay attention to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I used to have Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn on my phone, Twitter, TikTok, like, not all at the same time necessarily. But I was like, damn, I got to keep up with all this shit. There's just going to be notifications, even emails on my phone. I'm like, damn, it's just piling up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like there's way too much shit. And, like, there's all these companies that are like, we have a market because Twitter's going down and we can take some of that and do this. And the consumer is left just being like, Jesus.
Bruh, yeah.
Like holy shit. Can I just use a product, please?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why you're preventing people from accessing the content on your site. The whole purpose behind it is that it's like, hey, it's a free outlet for you to consume, for you to post. Totally working fine.
Yeah, totally working fine. But and when you're trying to churn out, the thing is, you're trying to force people to pay for something by removing things that they're already used to.
Yeah,
that's not the way that you do it. You're supposed to add extra value, not like remove
totally
functions.
Yeah, you know totally. What I mean? Like, Apple did that with.
I guess you know, Apple hardware, right?
But totally, still, like it's
like if Apple removed the ability to like. Send a certain amount of text
or call somebody
or calls until you paid like a subscription.
Yeah.
Like fuck out of here.
But there's no incentive for me to do that. It's like, yeah. Okay, I'm just paying to do what I already was doing.
What I was
doing. To your point, like marketers and like the marketing team at Twitter is probably like,
this is harder now.
This is fucking impossible.
Yeah.
That how do I get people to use this platform? What is the added benefit? Nothing. You're taking something away from the consumer.
Yeah.
I will admit, like monetizing and innovating your monetization process is probably very difficult
100%.
When you're a company like Twitter that you're now looking at saying, okay, well, what can we do to, what are easy ways to make money?
Yeah.
I actually don't know anymore. Like, you know what I mean?
Make the subscription worth it, man. Like you said, remove ads from the subscription-based model. Do something. Like, there are other ideas you can explore here, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just so hard to do because it's, like, now being introduced after the fact that, like, millions and millions of people already use this shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Uber. Uber and Airbnb have just kind of, like, gone down the fucking tubes, bro. Airbnb is an L.
Yeah, like you've been reading the articles, man. They're going to shit.
Yeah, right, bro. Now
in certain places, man.
I'm probably not going to use Airbnb. To me, is dope if you want like a cottage or something like that. Unique
home.
Yeah, unique place.
Or you have a bunch of people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? For sure. But even then, I'm like, you know what? Just give me a hotel, like where I can just check in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave a mess. Like, you know what I mean? I don't leave messes wherever I go.
You know what you're going to get. You can get room service.
Yeah, you can get clean towels. Yeah. Like, and when I check out, all I had to do is like, you know, I tidy my little room up, make sure it's not like looking bad. But even then I know that somebody else is coming to clean the room right after me and the next person's coming in.
And either way, when you're on vacation, it's not like you're cooking for the most part. And
yeah,
all that.
Fuck that. So like I'm already paying so much to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I feel, not to turn this to Airbnb, but the comparison to me is like, those are two examples. Airbnb and Uber are two examples of like a service that like rushed into the market and like took so much market share from like the hotel business and taxi business and stuff and has now just turned into like a shittier version of what it was because it's just tried to like make as much money as possible. Like Uber Eats is like a convenient service, but you can't tell me that like
I feel bad after every transaction. Every single one.
You know what I mean?
The food is not hit like after it takes 40 minutes to get to you sometimes.
And also it's like, man, even like fucking McDonald's, like if I'm ordering McDonald's on Uber Eats, like it's like, okay, bro, I'm paying three, like probably like $15 or $20 more for like a junior chicken.
I see like Tim Hortons and 7-Eleven on Uber Eats. And I'm like, unless like you have a physical disability, like preventing you from going there. I'm like, why would you do that?
And even if you have a physical disability, that should be an option to say, hey, I actually can't fucking go get shit.
Yeah.
Please don't overcharge me for this. You're making it more expensive for me as a person with a disability.
100%.
But I don't know. I totally agree. Like going back to Twitter, like there's all these companies that are jumping out and making this happen and we'll be able to take people from Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn, man. Like at what point do I just say like, you know what? This is too overwhelming for me. I got to get out of here.
What's the last app you downloaded? Like not app in general, but like social media app. Like have you tried any of the new ones or not?
For me, it was honestly TikTok 3 years ago.
Oh my God. Okay.
Three years ago. I didn't get BeReal. Yeah. I didn't get any of those ones, man.
Right.
I didn't get Clubhouse. I had Clubhouse for a second. I was like, nah, shit's stupid.
True. So Spill is following the same model as Clubhouse where you have to be invited to join. and all that shit.
Yeah, but fuck out here with this exclusive shit, bro. Like, I don't know who's in charge of all this. Like, oh, you need a reference to do this. I'm like, no social media is enough for me to like,
beg someone,
please. Yeah, I want to get in here, please. Nah, like, fuck it.
Shit works though.
If it ain't free, yeah. It's like going to a bar.
Me. If it ain't free, it ain't me.
If it ain't free, it ain't me.
Yeah.
It's like going to a bar or something like that. The second that I see a lineup, or the second that I have to like pay cover to get in somewhere, I'm like, nah, I'm out of here. See ya. I'm good. There's 1,000 other places that I'd rather go.
Yeah.
And even then, like, if a bar has a lineup outside of it, I probably don't want to go to it anyways.
Yeah.
I'm at that stage in my early 30s where I'm like, I'm good.
Not for you.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, man. So we'll keep on. I mean, next time we have an episode, Threads will be out. I'll probably download that. I got to see what it's like. But yeah, more to come on the social media stuff for sure.
Yeah, so brutal, man.
Let's keep moving. Lab-grown meat.
Okay.
You interested?
That's like,
the ad right
great,
there.
That's great,
the market.
Yeah. Are you about it?
You about this?
Yeah. Yo, Six Buzz is like, lab-grown meat, would y'all eat this or nah? Yeah. Is this valid or nah?
It's valid. Yeah. Are you jacking it or nah?
Or nah.
Yeah. But lab-grown meat gets FDA approval in the United States. But I won't go through the biochemistry of all this and how it's made. That probably didn't even make sense, but it uses animal stem cells. So it is actually from an animal, but you don't need to kill the animal. They're able to abstract those cells in a painless manner.
Great.
You know what I mean? So they say, at least. But basically, this article is just explaining that this is going to become more prevalent. But there are still some barriers. Number one, it is like crazy the price compared to regular
meat.
So like what would cost $5 in beef would be like $19 in a lab-grown alternative.
Okay.
For now, at least. Yeah, I'm sure eventually they'll be able to get the price lower. It will, you know, have a great impact on probably the environment because there's no more animal slaughtering in order to get it. If we're in a world where this becomes more popular option, for example. But I guess I wonder, like, is this something that you would even be interested in trying? Forget talking about the future of it replacing, but would you even just try it?
If you're asking me honestly today, if I would eat lab-grown meat instead
lab-grown
of, like,
chicken.
Yeah, instead of something I'd get at the grocery store,
yeah.
My answer is fuck yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't give a shit if it's grown in a lab.
Okay.
I don't care if it's this. If it's the same shit, it's the same shit. There's probably worse for you eating shit from the grocery store, bro. Bro, I think this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is eventually, hopefully, the prices will kind of balance out.
Yep.
Like,
it might still probably be a premium thing, but I mean, even then.
Sure.
You know, yeah, like
but
free
if it,
from.
Yeah,
you know,
free from like, like any of that shit. I know that like there's not like a bunch of fucking chickens in a, like a coop shitting on themselves and then getting killed. Like, I don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's great. If we can figure out how to make the same fucking meat. I bet if you introduced this into society and didn't call it anything else, people would eat this shit up.
Yeah.
You know, people wouldn't even know the difference, right?
Yeah.
I don't care.
If the taste is matched, that's kind of, I would want to taste it just to see.
Yeah.
If that taste is matched, that's game changer.
Yeah, it's a game changer. You know, it changes a lot of things. Like, you know, if you're vegetarian or a vegan.
Yeah.
Do you consider this as a harmful?
Oh, that's a good. That's a good question.
Do you consider this
that's
like
a great
kind
question.
Of a being unethical?
Because the animal's not
the animal.
Dying.
Animal
the
is
not
hurt. The animal's
yeah.
And there's people who just don't like meat, which like I totally respect.
Yeah,
but for the people who are choosing to be vegan or vegetarian because they don't support the slaughter of animals, which is totally legitimate. Does this change your perspective? Does this change the entire vegetarian industry? Who knows? All the
vegetarian. Depends on what they do with this. I mean, we've got to give it a few years probably, you know.
It'll probably be a while before this shit's like normal and like accessible
McDonald's
to the
promoting it and
accessible to the everyday person.
Yeah.
But I'm totally in favor of this.
Yeah.
It's like this is revolutionizing the kind of like the meat industry, right?
Yeah.
And like people
and
will say,
not
like,
in the way of like Beyond Meat, where that was like an alternative, where it's like lab made. There's no animal involved in that. It's completely different, right?
Exactly.
But I think people still want the taste of beef, chicken, pork, all of that.
Totally. I have a really hard time. Like, listen, like, I tried, like, Beyond Meat. I tried with Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Don't, like, there was a period of time where, like, that shit was in my diet all the time.
True.
Like, true. I love eating Beyond Meat burgers and, like, Beyond Meat. Like, it's totally normal for me. I actually really enjoy it.
Okay.
But there's a difference between, like, damn, like, I want, like, a burger, or I want, like chicken, or, like, I want fish or something like that. That, like, it's hard to beat. As someone who's been eating meat, like, my entire life, I find it really difficult to, like, completely switch off.
Yeah.
I could probably go, like, pescatarian, but I don't know if I could go full, seafood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's really interesting, and I'm excited for where this could go, because this is going to change a lot of shit. But all the farmers out there are going to be pissed. All the farmers are going to be like, yo, what the fuck?
And like, then that brings up another question of, like, hey, what do you do with those jobs, right?
It's the same thing as the, like, oil industry and electric cars. Yeah. It's the same parallel, like, right?
AI
it's
like well a taking over.
Yeah, it's a, like, very traditional way of doing things gets overtaken by new technology, and you know, now there's an entire economy that's on the fringe because we haven't fully tipped the scale. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I find it really interesting.
We'll see, man.
Yeah.
If we could do a taste test on the Mad Mix, that would be fire. You don't want it.
Yeah.
You can already blindfold taste test.
I'd fucking definitely do it. Yeah, it's cooked up, ready to go. I love it. I'm totally in favor of this.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Let's move on to one of our last topics here. You going to check out the Barbie movie or what? Drop in a few weeks.
If you're asking me honestly, and you want my honest perspective,
Margot Robbie is listening right now.
I'm saying I'm good. So I tried to, like, answer the same way that I did before.
Yeah, yeah.
One, I'm not really a big movie guy, and two, like,
that's fair though. You're not a big.
I'm not a big movie guy, but this is also, like, the type of movie that I would probably never see. I'll be honest. Well, I don't know what it's about.
Good. No, I probably won't watch it.
I don't give a shit. It's just Barbie. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, that's not, like, what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Like,
don't even want to give it a shot, eh? This guy.
What would I give it a shot? It's like, it's a movie that's not made for me. Isn't it, like, a kids movie or some shit?
I think so. The marketing. So this is what we want to talk about. Like, the marketing behind this movie. The budget has been fucking Avengers level. Like, where you're seeing this shit everywhere. I don't know if you're seeing it on TikTok, but people are sending it to me. There's a lot of just brands partnering with Barbie to do, like, custom clothing collections and whole suite of premium luggage. Airbnb has, like, a Malibu dream house. It's a
mansion. I saw that. That actually looked pretty fucking crazy.
Oh, my God. That looks pretty incredible. It looked fake. And then I realized it was a real home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Makeup collections, all this stuff. It reminds me of, like, literally a franchise at the scale of the Avengers, where you see their name slapped on every kind of product.
Yeah, it's like a omni-channel marketing. Yeah,
and mix. Barbie's killing it. Not enough for me to watch it, but
you know we're not watching that shit.
I'm not watching that shit. But I don't think I'm the target. But I also don't think it's for kids. I think people that grow up with Barbie, they still kind of have that image in their head.
Right.
Margot Robbie is, like, a, you know, amazing actress that, you know, has a lot of pull and culture, I guess. You
sure.
Know, so. I think there's going to be kids watching it. I think there's going to be adults watching it as well.
Yeah, it's like a nostalgia factor.
It's one of those. Yeah, but it also captures, like, the younger audiences now, because they've been able to. I was reading an article about, like, mid-2000s, Barbie was dropping significantly in market share and sales. Like,
yeah, because Pokemon was like, I'll snatch that fucking market share.
They were down horrendous, right? But something that they did was gave it a bit of a makeover in terms of making Barbie more inclusive. So they had, like, different shades of Barbie and different, like, sizes, because everyone was saying she's too anorexic and doesn't have real proportions. So they had, like, a thicker Barbie and a taller Barbie and a shorty, all of that. So
right.
I think a lot of that has helped them kind of get back on track. And then now this movie blitzed. It's going to be fucking everywhere. You know?
Yeah, I remember that as a kid, too. Like, when, like, there was a lot of controversy around Barbie and, like, the kind of effects that it would have on, like, young girls and stuff like that. Which is, like, you know, I guess it's just a doll. But it influences, like, people, I guess. It influences
young
girls.
I'm not a woman, so I won't speak too much on the image it might create, you know?
For sure. But it's, like, I don't know, it's good to know that they've become more inclusive. Like, that's the success to, like, how to be, like, a good marketer these days is to appeal to, like, a bunch of different people and not, like, make unrealistic images of what people, you know, should look like, you know, yeah, what I mean, in society. So I have seen a little bit of the marketing behind it. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I saw like the house in Malibu. Like, I think it's a cool brand. Like, it's like,
there's so much fun you can do
with, yeah, like, brand. It's pink, yeah, it's like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, it's just a world that's like so incredibly foreign to me that, yeah, like, I'm, yeah, just like, this. When you ask, like, are you gonna go see it? I'm like, if Jill wants to go see it, I'll take her to go see it. But I think we'd rather see the Super Mario movie. I'm still not even on that.
Like, no, I'm not gonna watch that. No.
I'd fuck with the Mario movie though. That movie apparently was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not gonna see.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's gotta be a really good movie for me to like. I gotta be really interested for me to. It's a lot of Marvel movies I'll watch in theater. That's kind of it.
I
don't know, man.
I tried two or three times to watch Cocaine Bear this weekend.
I'm good. Oh, is, man, it good?
Well, I made it like maybe 15 minutes in, but
at the,
like,
theater, or you
can, no, watch it, I watched
home,
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I watched, good, it in bed. Right. We watched it for like 10 minutes, and then both passed out.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's like I'm not a big movie guy. There's, yeah, another. I don't know if you saw the memes. It's pretty jokes. Like there's like a movie called Oppenheimer or something like that.
Yeah.
And like people, like I think they were released, that movie and this movie were like released on the same day.
They're coming the same day.
Yeah. In a few and weeks, like, yeah, Oppenheimer is like I think it's like a war movie. Yeah, like, I don't know if it's
Nolan, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if it's like World War II, but it's like a very serious, intense movie.
Yeah.
And it was like someone was like, how to get ready for like the movie where it's
for
like
both?
Yeah, or you like watch like Oppenheimer and it's like it's a really intense movie, like, yeah, get through the pain of this movie, wait, go see Barbie.
Sunshine's Rainbows, yeah, of Barbie. That's, yeah, a good, yeah, you can't do the reverse. That,
no,
would just,
no,
be,
you can't,
depressing,
do it,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll watch both movies and get back to you in a,
yeah,
month.
I probably won't, but you already know how it is.
You know how it is. I think we'll stop there. We got a lot more topics, but we'll move that to the next episode.
Yeah, we got a really good topic. Stay tuned for this one. It's called, I read an article and it's called Why You Should Stop Trying to Be Happy at Work.
Bam.
Which is going to be
Bam.
Very interesting discussion and dialogue. But we'll say thank you so much for listening to episode 16. We covered everything from the Titanic to Lil Uzi
to Barbie.
There's probably a Lil Uzi and Barbie collab or some shit would probably happen. Like, that'd be intense. Yeah. But Lab Grown Meats, big Lab Grown Meats fan here. Fuck with it. Shout out to Lab Grown Meats.
There you go.
But thank you so much and stay tuned for the next episode. Super excited. Thank you so much and hope you are having a great summer. Hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, evening, night.
Let's get it.
Have a good one. Yeah. Peace.